Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing this beautiful morning? We're taping in August still, where things are headed quickly toward, man, it's happening. We have our two grandsons that are both now in the next day or two or three going to take off for college.
That's crazy, right? And we had, for the very first time last night, Josh and Emily went on their first date post-grandbaby, or I guess post-baby for them, grandbaby for us.
Now, by the way, everybody, this is a date as a married couple.
Yes, good point.
Together.
Thank you very much.
They went together as a married couple.
They went as a married couple without a baby in tow, and we got to have our first evening babysitting little Daniel all by himself, and it was so much fun. We just had a ball.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. How old is he now?
The first of many.
He's about five weeks.
He'll be five weeks. Yeah, he's doing great. Growing like crazy. He's got little, you know, multiple chins already, and he's just doing fantastic. And starting, you know, I swear he's smiling already. He's very advanced for his age, you know, but he is adorable. He's just so much fun.
Yeah, that's fun. We're finishing up our summer. We've had a great summer with the boys and their parents, and we've been playing golf quite a bit this last week. And then Aiden and I are going to go to the Bronco preseason game.
Nice.
Together, which is an important thing that we've done in the past, and then have a big celebration as we send them off and give them a blessing. We're gonna bless their, have a little bit of time of a ceremony, a blessing, and
sweet. I love that.
God to lead and guide them, and they have hearts to do it. And we've had good time.
And these are big years for them. You know, Aiden transferring to Wisconsin and Josh going into his senior year. This is significant. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny when you can see and observe it, you know, because as you look at particularly your grandkids, and they're, you know, they always seem, you know, they're just students.
Right.
You know, and here this next year, he's going to become a working in a real company, you know.
Right. It's incredible to watch. Like, I mean, obviously I haven't done that with grandkids, but to see that with my own kids even is, you know, just the transition. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, we've been in our series, and this will be airing on the 8th of September, which, by the way, Linda and I will be that. Well, the day that this airs will be our last full day in New Hampshire at the lake.
Oh, yeah. You guys are out here for three weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
It's a good stretch,
Then we have to come home on the 9th and get ready for fall, and we are.
So, yes, Linda will get some fun boat time.
Yes.
On this trip too. That'll be great.
Yeah. That's one of her things in life that she loves, and God was able to provide it to her. And it's really
absolutely
amazing.
Well, we're looking forward to coming and hanging out at the house.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. That'll be fun.
So we've been talking about, you know, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And we're in this section again on how do you handle difficult relationships, which is interesting enough. And unfortunately it's universal.
Right.
I don't know anybody, including us, that don't have difficult relationships at some level in some place, you know. So it's, you know, it's could be family members, could be friends, could be a lot of times in business and things, people that can influence you or cause you difficulty. I deal with my discipling. I do deal a lot with people in churches that have conflict and really harm going to the same church.
Right.
Unfortunately, because as we've talked about is, you know, remember, as a believer, you have the Holy Spirit resident, but, and this is what he says out of Romans, is that if you follow the flesh, and the definition of the flesh is you decide on your own what you're going to do. He said you exit the kingdom and you put to death the power of the Holy Spirit. So he's there, but you put to death the power of the Holy Spirit. You're at enmity against God and you cannot please him. Okay, so in the context of our discussion about conflict. It's there. We know something that would please God for both parties or all parties to, why don't you just, with respect and honor, work it through. I have a resolution for you that will help show you truth. Like, and we talked about, if I cause the problem, mm-hmm. then God says, I'll show you, Rich, you're actually the offender.
Right.
And you need to apologize and you need to set it straight in terms of what will work, you know, going forward. If somebody offended you, which is really what we're talking about right now, ideally, and this is where we talked about, remember, going to forgiveness, mm-hmm. that I release them having to do anything to resolve it, even though it would be healthy for them to do it. And then I can, with freedom and honor and respect, because I could be in the same room with them, say, would you like to work it through? Mm-hmm. Now, God, we know what pleases God. Yes. Let's go work
it through. Right.
Because remember, he says, unity is where I command blessing. And I deliver the covenant where there's unity. And unity, you see, the definition of unity is two people, three people, a group, agree. Mm-hmm. Real agree. And by the way, it's not agree together, not negotiate. It's agree with me. I have an answer
right.
for it.
Right.
That's my ideal. So we understand that. But he said, if you don't go that way, you can have deep conflict with a fellow believer. Because mm-hmm. you could be in the spirit with a heart to resolve it, but the other party, who's a believer,
right.
doesn't want to. And they're operating as if they're unbelievers, self-centered, and they're hurting you, and they don't care. They're making all these decisions on their own. They're not seeking God at all. And they, interesting enough, and this is funny, a little bit funny to me. It's always been an interesting thing. I have a conflict with somebody that is actively hurting me. Mm-hmm. They're the ones hurting me. I'm the one being affected.
Right.
And I'm the one that generally carries the burden of that.
Right.
It bothers me. I want it resolved. Sometimes, and of course,
sometimes
I would
they
like
don't
to,
even realize they've done anything.
Well, and that's what the funny thing is. Interesting enough, that other party doesn't care. Mm-hmm. They're not bothered by this. It's really funny. Is that right. They're not sitting there wondering, you know, how do I get this resolved with Rich? It's like, I'm not gonna, and I don't care, and I don't even think about it. I'm just gonna right. keep doing what I do. And so it's kind of an interesting thing.
Well, and honestly, sometimes that's not even an I don't care. It's and you're being unaware, and if there's not good communication on something, you can offend someone just by being you.
Sure.
And not realize that, and that other person carries this burden of that too. So yeah. It can also not be out of ill intent. It can just be out of not recognizing and the person not being forthright enough to share, hey, that actually did hurt.
Yes. And that's where, you know, again, if you're walking with God, he will alert you to mm-hmm. that. So, I had a person, a couple that we were working with, and, you know, they were active with something. And I made what I thought to be a very funny joke comment. And it was just a joke.
Right.
That I made about it, you know, and haha, you know, but a week or two later, we were having another conversation and I noticed that they were different. Mm-hmm. And God says, you know, yeah, because, you know, you got to ask them what's going on. And so I said, hey, you know, is there something that, you know, either I've done or something that you want to talk about? He said, yeah. He said, there really is. And what? Well, you made this statement 2 weeks ago and I know you meant it as a joke, but it really kind of hurt us. Mm-hmm. Whoops. Sorry.
Right.
I didn't mean to. It was not intended. I could see how you took it that way. I'm really sorry for, you know, what it did. Just like you said, is if the Spirit hadn't alerted it to it, that probably would have impacted that relationship for a long, long time.
Right. And especially if that person wasn't confident enough to actually bring it to you.
Right, right. Or yeah. to say, you know, I don't want to cause more conflict, yeah. even though I have conflict, which is funny. So as we're talking about this, you know, we said that if we look at it, we're making an attempt, but the other party isn't responding. No, I don't want to talk to you. Or I talk to you and I just spin it. It's all your fault. And I keep doing what I'm doing. I keep hurting you. I keep offending you. I keep coming against you. I keep opposing you. And we all have those relationships that are kind of significant because they're impacting us mm-hmm. in some way. The ones that don't impact us, like if it's just you know, let's say there's a person that's working for me in the yard and that person is not doing the right things or is arrogant and prideful, I can just, you know, just get somebody else. But most of the time, you can't do that with people around you that you have to deal with. So we've talked about, you know, how to set this up. And last time we talked through Ephesians 4, 25 to 32, which is speak the truth. And that is primarily the truth between you and God to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going on here? What do I understand? Can I be in a place of calmness and peace with you? And he said, by the way, you got to go to forgiveness. Make sure nothing unwholesome comes out of your mouth and do it with kindness and honor and respect. And don't let this bother you.
Right.
And then come to me and I will walk you through how to get this resolved. And resolved is it's settled.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it lands and I don't have to be burdened by it any further. I don't have mm-hmm. to continue to have it on my heart and mind of, I got to solve this. I got to solve this or this, you know, I keep thinking about it or I need revenge or something like that. So he says, I'll resolve it. So let's go now a little bit deeper with this and talk about how we approach it. So first of all, let's go read again Ephesians 4, 25 to 27.
Sure. It says, for putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil.
Yeah. Remember when you're reading scripture like this, you look at it just in general of what does it say? It says, well, you can give place to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Right, right.
You give place to the devil. Okay, well, you got to make sure you don't give place to the devil because once he enters into the process and we got to pull this together, when I give place to the devil, what that means is, and actually if you would go read, this will be helpful to put this together. Go read James chapter 1 and read verses 12 to 15.
James 1, 12 to 15.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'll go back and read 4, 25 to 27 again. And we'll it's really cool how this comes together.
All right. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil.
Yeah. So be angry and do not sin. Okay, well, mm-hmm. he just defined what that is in James is I get enticed, tempted
mm-hmm.
to go to self and follow my own desires about anything, you know, really. Mm-hmm. But particularly we're talking about relationships is I exit being in the presence of God, in the kingdom of God, surrendered to God's will, living under the power of the Holy Spirit, where the enemy doesn't have ability mm-hmm. to cause me difficulty. Now, I'm in the world, so there's difficulty, but I can still live in peace. I can still live in resolution because God will do it. But Satan says, if I can pull you out and get on my turf,
mm-hmm.
now you're fighting or you're irritated or you're obsessed or you're burdened by this issue of conflict, which I've been easily able to do because
right.
this other party is easy in the self-centeredness and they're mm-hmm. coming against you. I've got them. He said I use them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've come out and he said your anger, which is legitimate, has now turned to sin. See, mm-hmm. why? Because I act on it in the flesh.
Right.
So he said, be angry and do not sin, which means that I've got to stay with God while I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, that's okay that you're angry. It's actually good that you're angry. Now, what I don't want you to do is you act on that anger or you maintain that anger so it turns into wrath or bitterness.
Right.
And revenge or being upset all the time. So he says, don't lie. And the word there isn't just I'm telling untruths. It's that I'm not speaking up. I'm not seeking
right. staying silent on something. Really.
I'm staying silent. I'm not dealing with, remember he said, first of all, you got to deal with this with me, God speaking. Mm-hmm. And don't be silent. Don't stuff it. Don't ignore it. Don't put up with it. Be angry. And you got to wind up speaking the truth to me. And then I'll tell you how to speak truth to others. And don't let the enemy draw you away and give a foothold into his game. And what we refer to in our ministry as when we're talking about these kind of relationships is don't hit the tar baby.
Mm-hmm.
It just means, you know, you think you're coming against somebody properly. And, you know, through the story of Br'er Rabbit, you know, he winds up hitting the tar baby and he gets his hand stuck on the tar baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thought what he was doing was righteous, but now he's stuck because he did something that he wasn't supposed to be doing.
Right.
And that's the imagery of it. So don't, you know, do not, when you're in these situations, that's why he says, make sure you go to forgiveness, verse 32, and move to a place where I can talk to somebody, I can live around somebody with honor and respect, and it doesn't take away the joy and the peace of my own heart.
Right.
So he said resolution primarily, God said, is going to be for you. Because the other party, remember, we talked about it, what's God's best? Both of you get this resolved.
Right.
That'll be the absolute best, 100%. Even if the other person's a non-believer, that's still the absolute best. But the other party says, I don't care. I'm not doing it. I'm going to keep hurting you. I'm going to keep coming against you. I'm going to have power against you. And there's conflict. And God said, okay, now, since we've seen that they're not going to respond, he says two things. And I got to deal with a lot of this with people. People's prayer says, God, change that person. Because they should. And God says, yeah, I know they should, but I don't violate free will.
Right.
And we'll keep inviting them. And the best thing they could do is repent and say, you know what? I'd like to get this resolved. He said, that's the best. But hey, Rich, they're not gonna.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ask me that prayer. Rather, okay, Father, given that they're not gonna respond to this, but they cause me trouble still. What do I do? How do I do this? He said, well, for you, stay in peace by going to forgiveness, and then I'll show you what to do. So now in Ephesians 5, 1 to 21, it's a little bit of lengthy verses, but there's three basically movements that he says, go this way, and I'll start resolving this for you. So go ahead and read Ephesians 5.
Sure. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be even named among you as is fitting for the saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore don't be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
Yep. So as we set this up, and we'll spend some more time next session on this, because there's a lot in here, but he says that, because he just followed, see, four, where he says, be angry because somebody's offended you. Don't sin. Don't you exit from my presence.
Right.
So, I mean, just think how simple this is that the way you're going to sin is you're properly angry. Mm-hmm. He said, the problem at that moment is that most people, and he's talking about his children, believers, say, I'm going to go do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
Or you carry it with a lot of heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what to do. They're going to keep hurting me, and they seem to win all the time. And, you know, they're part of my family or part of my business or part of my church. I can't seem to overcome this, and it bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, you're trying to figure this out on your own. So then he says, let me help you how to walk. And he uses the word walk purposely.
Okay, step by step.
Okay. So if you're walking, what are you not doing? You're not standing still. So he doesn't say fix this and get it all resolved and then continue.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Keep walking. I'll tell you step by step why you're walking on the path with me. And he says, walk in love.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, walk in the light. And three, walk in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you think about this, and we'll talk about this next time, instead of you being angry and then going to sin because you've given a foot to the devil by exiting away from me,
mm-hmm.
he said, no, come with me. And I'm going to specifically show you what it means to walk in love, walk in light, and walk in wisdom toward a resolution of this issue, which is real.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the answer, there's an answer that the church tends to take is just accept it and live with it. Isn't that holy? You know, and God said, mm-hmm. no, that's not resolution because your heart can't in essence have that resolved because it's still there.
Right.
And then two is that you decide how you're going to get back at that person in some way to make it even, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
as well, they're doing this to me, so I'm going to do this to them. And a lot of times that can be direct conflict, what we call passive aggressive things that, you know, they're going to cause them difficulty as well. But the burden, interesting enough, we talked about this, even under that scenario, the burden is mine, not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what you're doing against them. So we got to learn how to, and the question is real simple. I'm angry, rightfully so. Good. I've gone to forgiveness on the same basis Christ forgave me. He's already forgiven them on his own nature. Doesn't mean I'm reconciled and I don't have resolution. Now that I'm at this place, and the definition of that is simple. I could talk to them. I could think about them. I could have their name brought up and it doesn't rise up in me.
Mm-hmm.
All this negative energy.
Right.
Because I've gone to forgiveness and I can do it with honor and respect. However, I'm not standing still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking to resolution.
Yes.
And we got to talk
so
about
good.
That. Okay, so
yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the clarity of that. And we now help us understand what the depth of that means as we go into our next sessions of how do we walk in love and in light and wisdom to get resolution. And we praise you and we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.